You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Violence, cries the prophet. Destruction and violence, strife and discord. This is the world that the prophet was entering into. This is the world that the prophet was sent into, to go and share the word of God in its midst. Yet he cries out, violence. How do I live in such a world of violence and strife? The world can be a dark place and a depressing place, and perhaps our world is not much different than that of the prophet in the first reading. It seems that the world is engulfed by shadows. At times, it seems like the darkness continues to creep into our lives, continuing to come towards us and overshadow us. Even this time of year, right, reflects the fear that begins to grow, that the night grows longer and the light shrinks away as we approach the end of the year. No wonder we have Halloween at such a time. The ghouls and goblins must be coming out as the darkness seems to win. And in this context, even for us, right, it can be difficult as Christians to bear witness to the gospel. In a culture of outrage and strife, people have a low tolerance for good news, especially the good news, that Jesus Christ is victorious, that he has died and risen again. The power of the resurrection is here and now. And yet people don't want to hear it. And so it can be so hard to share it with them. But we look to the words of St. Paul in the second reading. He says, do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, but bear the hardships for the gospel with strength given and provided by God. This shame that we can actually feel sometimes. And there's good shame, right? Shame that takes us to that box over there, takes us to the confessional when we've sinned, when we've done wrong. We must seek forgiveness when we've done wrong. But then this other shame, the shame to share the good news, to ruin people's depressed mood, to calm them down in their outrage. How do we overcome this shame of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ then in this world? Faith and service. Faith and service, as we see in the gospel. Faith, Jesus says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could ask this tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. This mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds that then blossoms into one of the largest of bushes, this expansion of faith within us. We don't need to be the perfect saint. We don't need to be the super pious church person. We need just a seed of faith, the smallest of seeds of faith, to share the good news. If we can allow that seed to enter into our hearts, to take root, to be planted there, that then it can spring to life. And the joy of the gospel will only, we can't help it from coming forth and being shared in this world. And of course, this faith is confidence in the power of Christ's resurrection. This thing unseen yet felt that we now have received his salvation. Because faith is not some irrational thing. Our faith as Christians isn't based on something we pulled out of a hat and, well, I guess we'll have to go with this. But rooted in God's action in our lives, rooted in God's action in history. Right? Some will say that it doesn't make sense, but of course, the world around us doesn't make sense at times. Right? Something has to be eternal, right? Something for the universe to exist must be eternal. Either it's matter itself, unthinking, unfeeling, moving at its own, at something else's prompting, or it's God who is eternal that brought forth the universe itself. Something's eternal. Which is it? Or we can look at even just the text of the scriptures themselves. Even in textual analysis, we can see the reasonableness of our faith. Right? As we look at the text that Jesus rose from the dead, and they were written so closely after the events of Jesus' life, that they couldn't possibly have just been a legend that developed, some pious stories that people began to told. No, within the first generation, people are writing down that Jesus rose from the dead. That means they were speaking about it from the moment of the event. This is not some later invention, but that which some people witnessed and gave up their life for. This is the faith. And of course, the faith that we have in Christ Jesus, who is the Word of God, the Logos, the logic, the reason of God, is what led Christians to dive into the created world, to study the natural sciences, study human behavior, study the cosmos. This is what led to the universities, first universities in Europe to be founded, because we wanted to understand God. This is the faith that is reasonable. This is the faith that leads us in. And so as we receive this word of God, as we renew ourselves again to allow that seed of faith to be planted, that Christ has come to save, that his resurrection is alive in me, we can now share that with joy, with confidence to this world in so need of hope. So faith, then, is our first step to overcoming the shame. And second, service. Service. Our service to God, our service to the church, is not some strategic plan to get what I want. It's not merely a good investment that if I'm good here on earth, then I get good things in heaven. No, our service is not based in selfish interest, but in love. In love, because I care about the person that I'm doing service for. I rejoice in God's salvation for me, and I love him for it, and therefore I desire to serve him. That him laying down his life for me encourages me, impels me to lay down my life in return, to lay down my life in service in the church as a priest, as a religious, as a married couple, devoted to one another, to shine forth the good news of that gospel. As it says in the gospel here, right, what recompense can we possibly give for love? When we've done all we can for God, when we've done all we can for another and for God's church, let us say that we are unprofitable servants, only doing what we're obliged to do. Unprofitable servants, only doing what we're obliged to do. Yes, love makes us obliged. There's no outside force that forces us to serve, but it's that love which compels us, the love within us, this internal force that obliges us to take action, to step forward, to say, I'm here, Lord, send me. Send me. This is the service which allows us to overcome whatever fear, because it's a service compelled by the love of Christ within me. With faith and service, with this renewed sense of Christ's salvation in us, we can shine forth as burning flames. As St. Paul says, stir into flame that grace that God has given you. Do it. Stir into flame that grace that God has given you. Because as torches, as bonfires burning in this world, we can shed light. We can shed love, the heat of Christ's love, into a dark and cold world, that now his victory will triumph, that the power of his love will reach even to the darkest corners of the world.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.